Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Happy Wednesday. It is therefore time to talk to Mayor D.C. Reeves, as we do every Wednesday. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. First thing, just because I'll forget to get to it, and I think it's such a cool story, but obviously you and I talked last week. You had gone out to L.A. to watch Keela Richardson perform, as she always does, to slay. But there's an additional note about her now that she's into the top seven officially. You've taken a phone call from the producers of American Idol. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We've had one with our staff late last week. And then I actually have a call with them this afternoon just on the potential that, as American Idol does every year, if you make the top three to make the finals, that they actually, between the top three being picked and the final itself, they do a homecoming week where they do a parade and a show and all of that for each of those three. So that it looks like if it happens, and you know, of course, I'm not biased or anything, but I think
right.
She's the best in there. I think she'll make the top three. They would have have one here probably in that first week of May. So lots of planning and production and TV cameras and all that stuff that have to go into something like that. So. Understandably, ABC's already kind of, and American Idol's already, working through those scenarios. So looking forward to talking with them. And the second that I have a potential date, of course, we'd love to have everybody come out. So we'll share that when we can.
Oh, man, I love it. That's just fun. And you're right. I mean, we're at seven. Down to three is a big jump. But certainly she's demonstrated a very good likelihood that she would make it to that point. And that would be very, very cool. I love being able to. That was one of the things that I fell in love with about Pensacola when we first moved here is I remember watching the news on Channel 3. And they were talking about the NFL scores, and they were talking about Josh Sitton this, and,
right.
Who's the quarterback for the Seahawks that's now retired? That's from here. We talk about J.J. Or Devin Witherspoon, and we talk about Emmett Smith,
Baldwin,
and we talk about,
Was there.
Yeah, I love that.
I was a reporter at the News Journal. I think we had, at one point, I think we had 19 NFL players, and USA Today did an article that was like the most NFL players per capita in every city in the United States. We were like number nine, with with Miami. It's like Miami, Atlanta, Pensacola, Florida.
That's wild.
Kind of crazy.
And yeah. Then, Addison Russell and the Cubs, even though it was the Cubs, that's just, I don't know. I love that kind of stuff. Very cool. Let's move on to some of the other stuff that's been taking place. One thing, I just wasn't clear about this. Is the Roger Scott pool going to be closed for the season because of the bathroom thing?
Yeah, it is. The limitations, it's not that it physically couldn't be open, but it would only be open for maybe a few weeks. And we just felt like that wasn't
at the end.
We'd rather just go ahead and get this project going, versus getting all of the startup costs of getting the pools ready to go. I don't know that that would be fiscally responsible. But this is a problem that preceded me,
right.
Well preceded me. This is 5-6 years in the making. You recall, we basically, Councilman Moore and I really, we got this bid back for $1 million for pool bathrooms and kind of were flabbergasted by that. And so that, of course, we were successful. We came back and actually now the price is $670,000. So that's a big taxpayer savings of about $330,000 compared to what we were going to go to bid for. But nonetheless, value engineering takes time and takes inconvenience. And so, you can't have it all that we save money. And I think that's the net positive here. But that also means that we had to go value engineer and spend several more months doing that. And so, unfortunately, yes. But of course, we do have Hunter Pool. And I do point out, for a city our size with our square mileage, it is not, having two city pools, it puts us above average, certainly. So we are not behind in terms of pool capacity.
I have also heard that there is another opportunity for swimming locally that's not at either of the public pools. Have you heard about this thing, the Gulf of Mexico?
There's that big pool out there. You're right.
There are other opportunities, and if you don't like the waves on that side, there's another side as well. And John's not here to say Gulf of America, but I'll say it on his behalf. The Bay Center meeting I was super surprised at how productive this was. Basically, consensus, we're going to renovate the Bay Center, $71 million. We're going to build a second building, $86 million for the, sports and, flex space and some small conventions. What you seem to be indicating, and you and I talked about this before, but that the city can do the parking side at $40,000 to $45,000 a space. I mean, that's a, $20, $30 million project, which you will not get all your money back on, but that's the slice that you guys are thinking about?
Yeah, listen, I think if I'm going to oversimplify this, I think that the financial participation of the different aspects of this project should be tied most primarily to the recipient of the dollars when it's done. And so meaning the bed tax that is going to be the main recipient of these facilities should be the one paying for the facilities, right? And that just makes more sense. And that's certainly what the county's in charge of. But my point was is, hey, if we want to involve the Grand Hotel, if we want to involve property that is in the CRA that's not on Bay Center property, well, then it makes a lot of sense to approach the CRA board about that. Parking makes a lot of sense because we have a mechanism of which to get some type of return. And you're absolutely right, and I should have made that clarification during the meeting. When I say a return, that doesn't mean we're going to pay off a $30 million parking garage in 5 years. So don't get me wrong. But at least there's some capability to do that. But for example, if the CRA or parking or the city itself was putting in funds to an arena, the city would put in funds, and then the recipient, the return on that investment is going directly to another fund that the city doesn't control. I just don't think that makes a lot of sense. So that's all I'm saying is kind of right sizing and you know, fitting the investments to the potential at least return to get a fractional return. And again, you're absolutely right. A parking garage will take a long time to see a full return on, but at least you're seeing some return. And it's something that we already have an office, a department, and it handles parking, all of those things. It just makes a little more natural sense.
And this interview with Mayor D.C. Reeves is brought to you by Lambert Transfer and Storage. Choose the team with a legacy. Lambert Moving Systems. Visit GoLambertTeam.com. Back to Mayor D.C. Reeves. Mr. Mayor, I just want to button this up for a second because I know sometimes it's hard to – my job is to keep track of all this stuff, but part of my job, therefore, is I feel like I want to help everybody else keep track of this stuff. We are still talking about a parking structure of some kind down by the ferry, and, of course, the Reverb project would include a parking structure built in there as well. We're, like, at this point talking about – 5 years from now, three possibly new big parking structures in the area, some city, some not city?
That's right. You know, this is my favorite subject to talk about.
I know it is.
I'm just kidding. Yes. But remember, it's kind of like we're loading up three different scenarios that are still what-if scenarios, at least two of them, right? I mean, the Hard Rock, as you've seen in the news, we got some things to work out there. And remember, that parking structure that's being discussed at Maritime has nothing to do with the Hard Rock. That would actually be the next project that's probably even more vague at this point. So we got to see what happens there. Bay Center, obviously, again, I agree with you. I'm very thrilled with the progress that we had and certainly surpassed my expectations that of moving that forward. And then, listen, I think there's even a variable at the ferry landing. I think we need parking structures and infrastructure downtown to anticipate all this growth that we're seeing. But remember, the Burdon project is going to be very involved. And so the size and volume of those spaces and also who's investing in that parking garage, the federal government, Burdon, et cetera, is going to play a big role in what that may look like. And so I can tell you from 20 years ago, there was already a plan surmised to actually have a catwalk that goes over the train tracks over to the port to be able to support port jobs. So you got to throw that into the gumbo here, too, is that now we're talking behind the Holiday Inn and Beggs and Lane and, well, the old Beggs Lane, Phelps now, right there at the ferry landing, that not only be public parking infrastructure, but to support which looks like is going to be our largest employer inside the city limits long term. So anyway, there's still some variability to all three of those and which fires out of a launcher first. We'll see. But absolutely, I think all three of them are still in play in some way.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to sound stupid for asking because I just don't remember. But just because you mentioned that parking structure and you got me thinking about that location, I just can't remember. The New World Landing rebuild, is that already ongoing? I just haven't seen it recently. Is there any way that could be tied in with the, like, convention center concept if it were to be located there instead of at the Bay Center? Just tell me how stupid I am for asking the question. I just can't remember.
Not stupid. You're the media. I can never say something like that. Of course, it's New World Landing. It's still that project, the Tempo by Hilton, if you remember, is going to be built there. They were getting through some DEP issues. Remember, all of those parking lot areas have some environmental because it was old port property. You know, they had some old tanks and all that. So those things always take a long time. But that is still moving. The problem is there's not enough acreage down there. It looks like a big parking lot there at the ferry, but there's not enough acreage to go put a big structure like a convention center or something like that down there.
Okay, I got it. That helps me clarify, so I appreciate that. You mentioned it, but I wanted to talk, of course, about the Hard Rock Reverb. CRA announced, or the lawyers or the accountants, essentially the city says, you're asking us for more tax rebates than we can predict we will ever collect. Therefore, we just can't accept this proposal. It's not a rejection of the project, and it's not even really a negotiation. It's just, you know, hey, there's money beyond which we cannot rebate you. Therefore, let's go back to the table and talk about this, right?
That's exactly right. It's to eliminate confusion. The confusion would be because I came out and said, I can't support off the cuff, you know, of this 350-page application, a abatement of that size, which I still maintain.
And even you said, and can't yet support. It's not can't. It's just I need to know more about why this benefits us. Right. Go ahead.
That's correct. Yeah, this does not mean the project's over. Doesn't mean our conversation's over. As a matter of fact, I've got a meeting with Harold Dawson and the principal group, I believe, sometime this week, again, to discuss this. So we will still discuss it. But to be clear, we did not. It would have been disingenuous of the city of Pensacola to say, hey, per the ARA application rules, you now have to fund a detailed study to assess your request. The fact that we would make them do that and make them pay for that and then just come back and say, oh, by the way, none of these numbers add up and you're asking for money we can't give you, that'd be pretty disingenuous. So let's go ahead and tell them right now before they spend money and time on a further detailed analysis that's going to be required. Let's just say, hey, try again. Let's get our numbers right and ask for whatever you'd like. I may agree with it or disagree with it, but at this point, it's basically an invalid application and that they need to go tweak it and refine it so we can actually give it further analysis. It is really the point that we were making with them. So I expect they'll do that. And what I hope is when you combine that and maybe some opinion from the administration on what might be palatable, that we get to something a little more realistic.
And so what you're looking from them is a revised one that the attorneys basically say, yes, this is allowed. But also from a philosophical or a policy standpoint, makes sense to you that you can become an advocate for, which both checkboxes need to happen. And that makes sense. And by the way, for people who care about the details, you correct me if I get any of this wrong, but part of it is that the CRA is not scheduled to last long enough to cover 20 years, even though it get renewed. Part of it is the valuation of the property, and therefore that bakes into how much money you'd be rebating. You can't promise to pay back taxes more than you'd be able to collect because of the ad valorem. I thought there was also a question in the press conference about whether there's some school board money involved here, but I didn't see that. Because you obviously the city cannot promise an E-date on school board money. That doesn't even make any sense. But correct. Was that part of this at all?
Yeah, there was some confusion as the quote unquote double dipping of me wanting abatement for Live Local and then kind of double counting that as well in the calculation of what they're asking for.
Okay.
So it's kind of clerical logistical things. But you hit it exactly correct. There's really two check boxes that need to be handled here. One is, can we even get behind supporting an abatement of whatever severity you're going to ask for is one. And two is, before we even get there, let's make sure that whatever you're asking for can be legally requested at this point.
Right.
You know, and it's something that fits into the realm of even entertainment. And then we go from there.
And of course, tomorrow night, we're going to have the big cardboard ordinance, which you explained very in detail. I talked about on the show earlier as a $15 fee for collecting what is currently a free thing, as long as you schedule it. Charles Baer is bringing that. So I'm sure hearing about flying cardboard boxes might be interesting. American Magic, big success there with the announcement of their contract to help build the sail for these massive 170-foot-long drones being built up in Wisconsin. Just all kinds of cool stuff going on. We always like to end with a lightning round or quick questions. First one is, if I force you to give up either pizza, tacos, or hamburgers, which one are you giving up?
Oh, man.
I know.
Man, that's going to be a tough one.
I know. I ask the hard-hitting questions.
Honestly, I never thought I would live to see this day. Of those three, I'd probably say hamburgers, which just feels so un-American.
But I know.
Too much pizza and tacos around here. I feel like it'd be sacrificing up for my family too much on the first two.
And I feel the same way. Like, I can't believe I'd say burgers, but that would have been my choice as well. You can, similar question, you can only keep one TV cable satellite channel, and don't say Netflix or something like that, but, you know, like, pick a particular channel. Which one are you keeping?
I mean, I guess it's got to be ESPN. I mean, I just, that would have been my answer for the last 38 years.
So, as a sports guy.
Know, I mean, now there's too much sports on too many other channels, so it may not be as valuable.
That's
but,
true as well.
Yeah, I think I got to.
President Trump read a passage of the Bible from 2 Corinthians last night. Who would be your preferred celebrity or non-celebrity voice to read the Bible for you to listen to it that would be the most interesting in your mind?
Oh, well, I thought you meant interesting or like soothing. I was like, is this like a Morgan Freeman question or, you know, who would read it at my eulogy? Like what sounds the best?
I don't know. Anybody come? Morgan Freeman's a pretty easy answer. He's played God so many times. Any other?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's, you know, that's a safe centrist political choice. I think I would take Morgan Freeman.
The political answer in an election year cracks me up. All right, D.C. Reeves, he is the mayor of Pensacola, as always, D.C. Thank you so much for the time. We look forward to the meeting tomorrow night and talking to you next week.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.